A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and Merry Christmas. Welcome to another episode of White Wine Question Time, Something from the Cellar, where to celebrate the Christmas week in full flow, and just in case you need a quiet 20 minutes away from all the madness, I've bought up a few vintage selections from the White Wine Question Time cellar that celebrate this, the season to be jolly. And first up, it's Welsh actor, Hollywood superstar and singer Luke Evans, who, as well as starring in Hannah Waddingham's magical Christmas special, has also performed duets with the likes of Ollie Murs, Beverly Knight, Leanne Rimes and Nicole Scherzinger for a BBC Christmas special last year. Here he is, telling us what it was like to sing alongside some of his favourite superstars. What's it like singing these big Christmas songs? Because obviously you were raised as a Jehovah's Witness, so Christmas isn't a new concept to you, but it's, you didn't grow up with a tree like that behind you in your home, did you?
No, I didn't. No, not like this gorgeous thing.
That bad boy.
It's not even lit. We should plug it on. Plug it in, Barney. I'll get my assistant to plug it in just so you can have a little more glow. Yeah. It was, you know, I love Christmas. I love Christmas for many reasons. Firstly, as an actor, it's actually the only time of the year I can guarantee that I'm not working.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford to pay people over Christmas because it's too expensive. Perfect. So it's great. I'm fine with that. It also means, like, you know, I get to, you know, be around my friends and family, and I travel at Christmas often, weirdly. No, I travel a lot for work. Traveling at Christmas. There we go, see, look at her. Looks nice, right?
Did you string your own lights?
Of course I did. Did the whole thing. I did it all yesterday and this morning. I actually had on Wham's Last Christmas, which, weirdly, I covered on my album. Yes. And I thought it was a very interesting choice of song that I knew a lot of people would be like, ooh, this is going to be interesting. And I always think when you do a cover of a song, unless it's Bridge Over Troubled Waters or Somewhere Over the Rainbow, a pop song can sometimes be reinterpreted very many ways. I did it on the first album with a Cher track, If I Could Turn Back Time. I slowed it right down.
And
turned
you did
it into
Pat
a bat.
Benatar with Love is a Battlefield.
Pat
what
Benatar,
you did, that
Love
was
is a
great.
So, you know, and often these lyrics are very, they're overlooked in these pop songs because they're sung at a speed that you sometimes are only listening to the melody, you know, and of course it's a brilliant song and I didn't want to touch it as that. But I thought, is there another way? Let's look at the lyrics. And you look at the lyrics of Last Christmas and they're tragic. They're so sad. Oh my God, it's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, let's add strings. Let's take away the beat. Let's slow it down and let's just see where it goes. And sure enough, that's what we ended up with.
What made you want to touch Christmas?
Well, you know, the last time I released an album, I didn't have a huge amount of time to record and think about Christmas, at least. And when the album did come out, everybody loved it. But they also said, where's the Christmas song? Come on. Like, And so I said to everybody, I was like, guys, we got to put a Christmas track or two on this album. I said, otherwise, you know, the fans are not going to be happy. And, you know, I love those Christmas songs. And so I thought I'd choose a very traditional one, which I know is known internationally. So my partner is Spanish. He sings it in Spanish. I've heard it in Italian. I've heard it. Yeah. And it's glorious. And it's just like this song has transcended time, culture. And it's historically a beautiful. And when you hear it, it's Christmas, right? It's like, it's Christmas. All I need now is snow, a Yuletide gathering, you know? And so I just thought that's why. Even my mum and dad like it.
Do they?
Of course they do.
So you don't spend Christmas Day with your mum and dad then? You can go wherever.
We have done in the past, but no, I mean, for them, they're just happy to be at home and they've got lots of friends that they hang out with because everybody's on holiday at least. Everybody benefits from that. Sometimes we do, but sometimes I just, you know, they also know I work very hard. And I was just talking to somebody earlier, they're like, you're always on a beach. I'm like, actually, I'm not always on a beach. But when I'm free, I make the most of it. Let me tell you now. And I'm on a beach, I'm somewhere warm, or I'm skiing, or I'm doing something, making the most of my downtime. And so this year we're off to Spain and then to the Caribbean. So
nice. Next up, it's Matt Goss. Yeah, Matt Goss of 80s boy band phenomenon Bros. We talked about a whole host of things when he joined me for our Christmas special back in 2019. And we started with a question which I'm sure you've all asked yourself at this time of year. Who would you sit for lunch at your dream Christmas table? My final question to you was, it's Christmas Day. You can populate your table with anyone, past or present, dead or alive. Who...
There's going to be a lot of people.
Oh, you know, listen, I'm sure you've got enough room. Who is at your table and Elvis, why do they deserve...
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Because I think Elvis, to me, just... I really relate to him in the fact that he was a giving spirit. I liked the fact that he was, you know, the Memphis Mafia. We always call it the Matt Goss Mafia. We have a bunch of people around us that we are just so adamantly loyal. And I just love everything about Elvis. Ava Gardner and Rita Hayworth. Because I just think they're two of the most beautiful women that ever walked this planet.
Love that. That's so old school and you're so right.
Yeah, I just think Ava Gardner, something incredibly seductive about her, and Rita Hayworth is just, she doesn't really have to say much. Frank Sinatra said, sitting opposite a woman shouldn't be a staring contest, but I wouldn't mind staring at her for the whole Christmas dinner.
her bone structure was amazing, wasn't it?
Those I think for pure beauty... And everything I love in a woman would be Audrey Hepburn, because I think she would seem like a good hang as well. John Lennon, because he simply is that person that would instigate something that would turn the Christmas dinner into some movement. Or
he'd probably be the first to throw a bread roll, right?
jump on the piano, and you'd just, you know, just to be able to sit at the piano with
Imagine
him.
Imagine the music. Yeah, wow.
Just,
yeah.
Just. I just think he's a walking good time, you know. Mm-hmm. Winston Churchill, arguably one of the biggest kind of influences in my life in regards to how I think that he led this nation at arguably one of the hardest times in human history.
Yeah.
When we really just had the words of one man managed to galvanize a country to the point where kept the Germans away from our shores, and not only that, we did some damage, and we were out producing Germany 2-1, and I just feel like when I hear some of his speeches, I have one of his original records on a megaphone in my house.
Yeah.
When we actually won the war, I have that speech in my on a record. So I would just, you know, I've written the with my writing partner Stephen Edelman the musical of Upstairs Downstairs, and we've actually inserted Churchill, the young Churchill, the Admiral of the Navy, when before he was the hero he became. He was actually actually wasn't held in very high regard back then. So Winston Churchill, without question, the Rat Pack. I mean, and I would say Sammy Dean and Frank.
Wow, this is a table. This is a turkey.
But
and
this is a good question. So like this is
great. Let's keep going.
Yeah, because it's one of my favorite albums if not my favourite album of all time, is Frank Sinatra Live at the Sands. If you haven't heard that album, listen to it, because the banter that he has, and he has a few lines in there that I relate to so much. One of the lines, he says, "None of my people here." And when he says, "None of my people here," it's funny. I play Vegas, and when you don't have one of your people in the room, the room feels different.
Right.
Room feels different. So I relate to many things that he's been through.
He was that original great entertainer, right? Elvis definitely had the patter.
Yeah.
But Frank was the one that kind of made that.
Frank Sinatra was the testosterone in the room.
Yeah. Something so amazing about him, because actually probably not one of the greatest vocalists, but probably one of the greatest vocalists, if that makes sense, Matt.
Yeah, it does. I think he was a brilliant vocalist. I think in the beginning of his career, he's arguably one of the most beautiful voices you've ever heard. But when he became more of Frank, and he had this persona. But what happened then in the Capitol Sessions, I believe, is that's when you really began his understanding of the phrasing of lyrics. If you listen to the way he delivers a lyric...
Yeah, it's his phrasing, you're quite right.
It's truly, truly remarkable. And
many have tried to mimic it.
But what I love, and if the fellas are listening to this, there is something about the company of some good lads that is very simple. It simplifies everything. Yeah. The guys will understand this, is that when you're hanging out with the boys, it's the simplest things that make you feel happy. And women think we're a lot more complicated, but we're not. It's a very simple hang. Like, and he is that guy. And that's why I think what I do is doing so well around the world, is because we go out and the fellas turn up and they get dressed up and they have their old fashioned or their scotch, and they feel it's good to be a man. I promise you, it's really good to be a man.
I'd love to know for a day at least.
And it's when you're allowed to be a man and you are around women like Anne Margaret and that want a good hang. Frank, I believe, said she's a good gal, which means you can take her, you could take a woman to the White House and also hang out with the fellas. And that's how he looked upon Anne Margaret. I feel like, so you have to have the Rat Pack there. Two very strange ones. I would say Horatio Nelson, because we are born on the same day.
Okay.
And there's part of that history that we kind of know, and what he went through and prevailed. And again, like, it's just it would just be good. Also, I'd ask him to, you know, dress in what he's wearing in Trafalgar Square, just to kind of theme out the party a little bit.
But that's so Vegas. And then, of course, don't forget you've invited your brother Luke this year.
Yeah, Luke is there. And I would also say I met this beautiful woman briefly. Princess Diana, and she had the eyes that would look through you into your soul. I mean, she definitely made me blush, and I would say Princess Diana.
I'd love to be at your Christmas table, because it sounds like one of the most fascinating collection of people you could ever hope to break bread with.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next up, singing superstars Michael Ball and Alfie Beau. Now, always remember that someone needs a good Christmas anecdote. And unfortunately, no matter how witty you are, no matter how well lived your life or inspiring yours might be, I'm sure you're going to struggle to compete with some that Michael and Alfie serve up, because boy oh boy, do they have some Christmas crackers. Christmas is the time where we come together, gather around the table, we eat, we drink, we get merry, we share stories. And I want to know your favourite dinner party anecdote from your years in show business. A crowd pleaser that's been known to draw gasps and slacken jaws. A Christmas cracker of a story.
Mm, oh, so many.
I know, Michael, we could just do 3 weeks with you.
My favourite was my final matinee on Phantom of the Opera. And it helps if you know the show or have seen the show or remember a bit about the show. I was playing Raoul. And traditionally, the final matinee is where you play tricks on people.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, the lady playing Carlotta is in an opera scene and they put a ring on one finger and a ring on the other. And then I put cheese wire between. So she's like, and then she's literally stuck like that. Then I came out of the lair for the final scene and I've got a rip down the arm with Raoul for Christine Forever. And I'd arranged for the very final moment, for as the boat goes across in the background with me and Christine, to have a big old false hairy chest, a great big medallion and a cornetto in my hand. And all I've got to do is sing, say the word and I will follow you. What I didn't know is the girl playing Christine swapped places with the other, with the alternate. And I looked down and I saw them in... And all I could see was the bat. I could hear the voice, but the voice wasn't coming from the actress. And I looked down and it was someone with, I don't know who they were trying to do an impression of, but they had the blackest eyeliner and the biggest false eyelashes, buck teeth, a little moustache, and a little bit of a hairy chest. And I turned around with a dripping cornetto in my hand to hand it over, which I did. And I was laughing so much, all I could come out with was, hey, what? Not for you. And they came back and they went, you could tell it was your last day. And I went, oh no, was it bad? They went, the emotion in that last scene.
Style it out, style it out. No, what about you, Elf?
Oh my goodness, Christmas stories. This is, I mean, not anything to do with the business at all, but I come from a large family. I've got like five sisters and three brothers. And one Christmas, my dad had spent like the few months prior to Christmas making this batch of wine. But he was doing like, he did his home brew. It was a hobby of his to make wine, make beer, that sort of thing. He'd made this parsnip wine.
So it's like a moonshine, yeah? Moonshine. So, is that what they call it?
Yeah. And so it was in the... these what they call demijohns, where the alcohol is trying to cipher down, or is trying to lower the alcohol content a little bit. But Christmas Day arrived, and there was this brew still in the demijohns, ready to, you know, ciphering and everything. And all the guys, all the lads, decided to go to the pub for a beer. And my mother was cooking Christmas dinner with all my sisters, and saying, I can't stand this. So the fellas can just clear off to the pub and leave us to do this Christmas dinner on our own. They said, right, so open that wine. Let's get some glasses out. Let's open the wine. But they started drinking like 30% proof alcohol, you know, in like wine glasses, thinking like it was just regular 12% wine or whatever. So we came back to this smoke coming out of the kitchen window, laughter, music going like crazy around the house, my mother, my sisters rolling around on the kitchen floor, fire coming out of the oven, the turkey was burned, everything was like...
It's totally smashed.
But it was one of the best Christmases we ever had.
That's brilliant.
Exactly, yeah. So that was really one of the best moments at home for me, you know. But they're like Michael... You know, leading up to Christmas, in productions and things, there's all sorts of jokes that get played on you, and it's terrible. And trying to keep a straight face. When I was playing at the Royal Opera House, somebody bet me £100 if I would walk across the stage in this scene as John Wayne. So do a John Wayne walk right across the front, the Royal Opera House stage, in the middle of a production with George Schulte conducting. And it was like, 100 quid, yeah, I'll do it. And so I did it. And somebody said, are you all right in that scene? Did you hurt yourself? Because you're walking with a bit of a limp. And it said, that was my John Wayne impression. And that was another Christmas story.
And finally, the man who makes up part of our Christmas soundtrack and has done since he had a hit with the Snowman as a schoolboy soprano 38 years ago. So, what's it like not walking in the air, but walking into every shop on the run-up to Christmas from the moment Mariah's defrosted and hearing yourself singing back at you?
But I remember every time I'd go to a Rock and Pop Award, for instance, which were now the Brits, I'd be the only classical person there. And invariably, it would either be me, Pavarotti, or Julian Lloyd Webber that would win. Because that's it.
There was
no one else kind of doing that popular thing. Yeah. And I think back and I think, my mum, bless her heart, would come with me, or my dad. And, you know, one year my mum was sitting next to Roger Daltrey and Boy George and Phil Collins. And she's a primary school teacher from Llandegfan in North Wales, you know. It's not a different world, a different galaxy.
Yeah.
But I would go around with my autograph book. And I remember the year that Walking in the Air came out, because the Pet Shop Boys beat me to number one as well. And I got the autograph from them, and they were lovely to me. And then on the train, I'd go through the autograph, seeing what they'd written. And the lieutenant had written, ha, 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 you didn't get number one. Yeah.
Fantastic. Wow. I mean, Alid, what a life.
Yeah, I've been really lucky. And do you know what? People like Bob and Paula and Diana even as well, and Charles, were just so kind and so lovely. You know, Bob went out of his way to make sure that me and my mum and dad were comfortable and happy. And yeah, it was amazing. And his daughter at the time, she won't thank me for this, but she was just really young, and she was running after me constantly going, sing Walking in the Air, sing Walking in the Air. And I was doing the same to Spandau Ballet.
Do you still sing it now?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Howard Blake, who wrote it, wrote a version where I can sing with my boy voice. So I do that quite a bit. And there was a time when, you know, God, I not hated it, but I got embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'm old, so it doesn't matter.
Just own it and
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, exactly. And again,
it is your badge of honour.
And I'm lucky, you know, that it's played every Christmas. So, you know, it's... Yeah.
And also, you know... It wasn't actually you singing in the film.
No, I know. It's
Everyone
amazing.
Everyone forgets that.
And honestly, I sang it for a Toys R Us advert. And I remember...
Is that right?
Yeah. They were launching Toys R Us in the UK, and they had a boy flying around the store, and they wanted to use Walking in the Air. Well, the guy who originally did it, Peter Orty, who's an amazing singer now, he's an opera singer, his voice was broken. And so by then, I'd released, I think, 12 albums. And so, you know, I was the boy on the block, if you like. And... I went to the studio, and it's a studio that I do voiceovers in now for Songs of Praise, called Sound Company. It was called Ad Vision back then. And I'd only learned 30 seconds for the ad. And so I went into Ad Vision, and the orchestra had just finished, and they'd happened to record the whole thing. And John Altman, who was the producer, said, well, we've done the session in a quarter of an hour. We've got another three hours and three quarters left. Let's record the song. And I went,
I don't know.
I haven't learnt it. And so... He and I learnt it on the piano, and I recorded it. Thank God.
Oh, my God.
Because there was a period in my life when I wasn't really doing anything, and, you know, the royalties from
kept
Walking in
alive.
The Air kept me, yeah. You know, I used to, you know, transition from boy soprano to, you know, adults isn't overnight. And so...
No.
And so that would keep me sort of in the public eye, I suppose.
And at this time of year, when, you know, it's everywhere... and obviously you feel a sense of pride now, I'm sure, when you hear it. But do you find that there's like the same bunch of characters on the circuit, so that you're always running into, like, I don't know, Noddy and Roy Wood, and you all sit there and talk about your Christmas royalties?
Oh, yeah. Theirs are sky high. And do you know what the funny thing is? That I know now when it's coming on, because I know from the tracks before it where it'll be. I'm always sandwiched for some reason in between Mistletoe and Wine, Cliff Richard and Noddy. And so I know if I'm in Selfridges or somewhere like that, yeah, that I'll go, I know it's coming now. So, and in the old days, that would have been me out the store.
Really?
Yeah, but not now. It's fine. And when the kids were little, there was one occasion where we were in home base of all places, and my son, the little, it came on and he was like, that's you, you know, and I'm like dragging him out of the shop.
Shush now.
Yeah. And I did something unforgivable. This is like a confession, isn't it? When my kids, I think it was my daughter, my daughter, I think, was very, very young. Her favourite cuddly toy was a snowman, but it was quite big. And we were going on holiday in between Christmas and January, and she wanted to take the soft toy on the plane, and I couldn't face it, so I hid it.
It just looked too bad when you get on the plane with a massive snowman.
Can you imagine everyone going, oh, he's forced it on his kids?
Oh my God,
well.
All right, yeah, it's yeah, you, we get
we,
it.
We've had it. So I was like, I hid it, and I said, I can't find it.
I'm
and,
so sorry.
You know, have this one instead, you know, this something else.
Thank you so much for joining me, not only this week for another trip to the cellar, but all year. If you'd like to hear any of the episodes that we've featured, you can hear them in full just by searching for the guests by their name in our extensive back catalogue. Let's save you the scroll, shall we? There's over 300 episodes in there. So just go to your search bar. And today you've enjoyed listening to Alid Jones, Michael Ball and Alfie Bowe, Matt Goss, and Luke Evans. We'll be back in the new year. Until then, from me and all of the team on White Wine Question Time, thank you so much for your ears and your support this year. I'm wishing you and yours the most coolest of yules.
White Wine Question Time is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.